This is EAA Radio, broadcasting the spirit of aviation around the globe.
I'm Farid Gio. Many are familiar with the Ansari X Prize that encouraged civilian designers to build a reusable spacecraft to achieve suborbital flight. 2 years ago, a similar challenge was presented to the automotive world to design a car that could exceed 100 miles per gallon and be produced on a mass scale. The Progressive Insurance Automotive X Prize was recently won by the Edison II team, which includes aircraft designer Barnaby Wainfan, who also created a favorite design among EAAers, the Facetmobile.
It was a roughly two-year competition aimed at creating producible, usable cars that got in excess of 100 miles per gallon.
And what was your role in the project?
On the Edison II team, I was the chief of aerodynamics, so I was basically responsible for the aerodynamic configuration of the car. The mechanical design was done by a good friend named Ron Mathis.
Now, you're known for the Facetmobile. How does aerodynamics in airplanes translate to cars? Does it translate well, or is it you've seen one aerodynamic design, you've seen one aerodynamic design?
Kind of halfway in between, I would say. I mean, the physics of the air does not really change from an airplane to a car. Obviously, the issues are somewhat different in that the car has interactions with the ground and you don't want it to generate lift, you want it to not lift at all. But the fundamental principles of maintaining attached airflow, controlling the airflow in order to minimize the drag are pretty much the same. Its configuration is a little unusual in that the wheels are carried outside the body. The body is a very streamlined pod almost. And then it has what you might describe as two short wings, one in the front and one in the back, and the wheels are at the ends of those stub wings in fairings that look very much like the wheel fairings of a fixed landing gear airplane.
Tell us a little bit about the engine.
Okay, the engine is a very highly modified 250cc Yamaha four-stroke engine. We're running it on E85 and at very high compression. To put it in perspective, our car during the trials for the X Prize was measured at 129.6 miles per gallon on a 90-mile run that averaged a little over 55 miles an hour and included stopping every 10 miles. So the car will comfortably exceed 100 miles per gallon at freeway cruising speeds and would be officially rated right now on the EPA cycle at somewhere around 109.
Wow,
that is the EPA combined cycle, not the highway cycle.
Well, that's still pretty good. What was learned that could translate into design in the next 10 years?
Well, I mean, fundamentally what we've demonstrated is that if you understand the physics of what causes fuel consumption, which is rolling resistance and aerodynamic drag, you can design a very useful vehicle that has extremely low resistance and therefore requires very low power to run. I mean, the fundamental principles in the car are quite simple. Minimize weight, minimize aerodynamic drag, and you will minimize fuel consumption. What we were doing was designing a car to be operated essentially the same way you might operate any car you would own today, you know, driven on the normal roads by normal people, burning normal fuel, but get dramatically better efficiency than what you can buy today.
What's next for this particular car and your involvement in it?
Well, my involvement will continue. The company Edison II will continue. We are actively seeking investment, commencing design of what will be the next generation car, the cars that we built for the X Prize, were obviously aimed specifically at the specifications of the prize itself, and the next car will be intended to be essentially a demonstrator, a prototype exemplar of a true production car. It's amazing, anyone EAA has understand this very well, it's amazing what a small team of excellent people on a mission can accomplish. And I think basically what we've shown, what the whole X Prize shows, is that we don't have to sacrifice lifestyle and utility for efficiency the way a lot of people think. That if we're smart about it, we can still be mobile and still do what we want to do at dramatically lower environmental and energy footprint. If we use our brains to come up with better solutions, then simply try to preach sacrifice and diminution of lifestyle.
Barnaby, thanks for taking time today.
My pleasure.